This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The National Weather Service Air Quality Division has issued an air quality alert for wildfire smoke in effect until 1 o'clock today. All residents are encouraged to avoid prolonged exposure to the poor air quality conditions today. Warning sirens in Campbell County that would alert residents to impending tornadoes have not been heard for several years, but now due to a change in how the National Weather Service grades weather, they may sound more often for severe thunderstorms that have the potential for major damage to the area. There are now three levels of severe thunderstorm warnings, and the most severe of them will trigger a wireless emergency alert, and the sirens will go off at that level in Campbell County. Regardless if it's a tornado or a severe thunderstorm, the sirens will mean the same thing. Take cover. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The National Weather Service Air Quality Division has issued an air quality alert for wildfire smoke in effect until 1 o'clock today. All residents are encouraged to avoid prolonged exposure to the poor air quality conditions today. Work continues at Area 59 on Wilson Restrepo's latest art project. After creating a COVID-19 piece that was burned in effigy earlier in the year, Restrepo, a big music fan, decided his next work should be a guitar, a 23-foot tall electric guitar to be exact. He plans to submit it for consideration in next summer's Avenues of Art selections chosen by the Mayor's Art Council. Work on the guitar is currently on hold as Restrepo pauses to work in Cheyenne on a pipeline. He hopes that when it's done, he'll display his work somewhere permanently here in Gillette. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.